Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete episode number 12. Today is the 20th of January 2021, and I'm your host, Byron. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, 13 Tips for Making Catchy Headlines. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. How do you write headlines that make an article or blog post go viral, or even a viral video? The first step for a professional copywriter is to learn which words attract the attention of the reader most effectively. Here are some proven words you can use in your headline and title to get more interest from your readers and encourage sharing on social media. In this article, one will also show you various copywriting techniques that you can use to write your headlines to make them more enticing. I usually try to write at least 5 headlines for each article and then choose the best ones. Apart from making your article more engaging, rewriting the subheader is a great way to practice your headline writing skills. Many professional bloggers and editors recommend this, and it definitely helps you to write better headlines. These tips will give you a better understanding of how to write compelling headlines that people click on. Writing big headlines is a skill that allows you to post guest posts on popular blogs in your niche or create articles for your own blog that are shared thousands of times. Blog titles are the first part of a blog post that readers will see and the part that is most important to get them to click on and read the rest. That's what people use when they share their blog posts, which means that if your readers like your content enough to share it on their social networks, they'll be at the top of the list of blogs their followers will have seen. In other words, the success of your post depends entirely on your ability to find a good blog title. To strengthen your title writing game, here are a few tips that will help you create great blog titles. Finally, let's look at one of the most important parts of writing big headlines, the title itself. Ask your readers what they think about adding a list of numbers, informing your audience, or breaking conventions. How to write a kick-ass headline for your market brand suggests that you write about the hotbed of mistrust, suggesting that we are a pretty cynical society. As content marketing efforts for modern brands increase dramatically, you have the ability to write catchy, clickable headlines for your online copy. Whether it's a news story, a blog post, or even a short video, the title of your article needs to grab your readers' attention and encourage them to keep reading. When you write good content, it has to be relevant, and there is no better way to do that than with a memorable headline. We are hashtag we have used and plugged in some of the best tips and tricks to write catchy and clickable headlines in our online copies. Consumers are bombarded with advertising, marketing, and content on a daily basis, so you need to refine your approach to clear up the mess. When you design your next headline, take a page from the Forbes Communications Council playbook and grab something from that page. As for the social media examiners, writing headlines that drive traffic, she says that the value of your headline can also be determined by the specific number of authors you use. He warns that too many readers will switch off because it requires a lot of reading time that they don't want to delegate from article to article. Writing headlines is the most important part of content creation, but it also decides whether an article is a hit or a flop. As for the way you write, Orbit Media says that the use of keywords, the predominant words that affect the subject of the article, is another way to get more attention to the article. It is therefore imperative that you take some time to write memorable headlines so that most people who read them click on them. We have done our best to write down 15 tips on how to write a catchy headline for you, and you can do your best by writing it down. No one has time to read long, convoluted paragraphs to decipher an article, so you want to be clear about the subject of your headline and, most importantly, show your readers who you are. With this framework, you can write headlines that are gripping and informative. We would also like to hear from you what you think about when you create your headlines. You could write an article about how to bake the perfect lemon cheesecake, but if it doesn't have the title, you miss out on a huge audience. Search the internet if you want to be more specific about the topic, such as, how to start a business, or, what is a startup company? This was 13 Tips for Making Catchy Headlines, by Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete, and this was episode number 12. My name is Byron Hopkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.